Computer, stop. All right, guys, we're gonna get my shoes on here and get ready to see the OVR person. We are recording at least today. Not sure if we're gonna record every time. Is today because it's a very special day. Now, what I'm going to do is wipe that out.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm Phil, this
is Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Hello, how are you?
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, buddy? Sorry about that.
How you doing?
Good.
Hello, Aaron.
How are you?
Good.
Very good, I'm Darlene.
Nice to meet
you. Sit anywhere?
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Well, I figured I'd see you this long.
Alright, so am I invited to this meeting or am I getting the boot?
getting the boot.
I'm getting the boot. Ooh, all right.
But there's questions, we'll come again.
Well, you know, it doesn't work both ways. If I get the boot, I don't have to do anything.
You're just gone.
I'm gone. Like, if they go, you know, how do you spell Cowan? I don't know. Just look
you're
it
relating
up.
You're information to your mom.
That's why you have Alexa, right, Aaron? She does it all.
Okay, I know you don't have a photo ID, so I brought you an application for a photo ID. Because I can't process your application or do anything with you.
Well, he's actually waiting for the Transnet card. Would that count or no? Because it's a photo?
Maybe.
Because
I can ask.
The issue with this is, I guess, money. He doesn't have the money for it.
Got it.
So that's where we were running into a little. Because I actually, after you said that, we went online and looked it up and all. He used to have an ID, but even to get a new one, you would need to.
Yeah, pay for it.
And when we called PPA or whatever it is, or not PPA, except there, whatever it is, they said that they can't tell you exactly when they're going to be here, but they should be here. And that they're sending a bunch out all at once. So it's
okay.
Kind of like a, so that's kind of where he's at with that.
Okay. Yeah, we unfortunately don't, like, pay for this type of thing, but just as regards to safety, you should figure out, or save in some fashion, because traveling alone and things like that.
Well,
and
yeah, having a job, usually you need an ID for the job and everything.
Just having a state ID, of course. Okay, and then do you have that Social Security award letter? Yeah.
What else did you need besides that?
I just needed that and the ID. Or do you have a passport or anything? Nothing with a photo ID. Okay. Or an old school ID?
You don't have the Social Security award letter. Sorry. That one didn't take long, did it?
Yes. Yeah, that worked well. Let's see what we can find.
Do you have any of my old school IDs, Mom?
No. I don't keep old school. You usually always got rid of, you always lost them all. I'm telling you, you gotta learn to be more responsible for your stuff, Aaron. You're 26. Yeah, we have an ongoing conflict over this ID card because it's his third one.
Okay.
And he will sit and flick and flick and flick until it bends into two.
Got it.
And I'm like sitting there like, you can't do that. And then he did it and he lied, you know, I thought, okay, he gets it now. And he did it again and I'm like, I'm done. I mean, I sit there, I'm done with you. I mean, because he just won't stop the stuff where it just. And then it's like, oh, well, it's not my fault. Yeah, this time it really is, you know? Like, so, yeah, that's why I'm in, like, no rush to do anything about it. Because, you know, it was an ongoing issue. All right, where? I'm not for sure that we had gotten those. Who asked me about that?
We needed it for Perkins, I think, at one point.
Yeah, maybe. Pull it out and then put it in here. I know I looked at it. Ah, here we go. So organized, but I can't remember what I'm thinking at the time that I organize it. And then I go back and I'm like, oh my word, what was I thinking then? It's not here.
Like, it's one of three folders.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. So this is.
I'll give it right back to you. I'm just going to take a picture with my phone.
Awesome.
And Aaron, do you have an email?
Yes.
What is that?
F as in Frank.
Oh, is it the one on your referral form?
Yeah, Frank and Joe Hardy.
Perfect.
Oh,
and do you use that?
Yes.
Is that the best way to contact you?
I prefer to be a phone because that mail doesn't always come through.
Okay, and is that 267-210-0431?
Yes.
Perfect. And call or text?
Whichever one.
Okay,
great. Preferably call, okay. But text if you need to.
Okay. And who is your contact person, like emergency contact?
Mom.
And what's mom's name?
Darlene.
And what's her phone number?
267.
Mm-hmm.
2342.
Mm-hmm.
8828.
And you referred yourself to OBR or to BBBS?
Yes.
I know last time it was different, but.
Right.
Okay, you're not a current student, right?
No.
And what year were you, did your blindness occur? Were you born blind?
Born blind, yes.
And what year were you born?
1995.
And what kind of jobs are you interested in?
Secretarial work? Is that not geared to what you guys
do? No, it's fine. That's totally, sorry, I'm writing as you're talking.
I think
he's kind of open to anything that he would be capable of doing.
Sure.
We've even talked about, like, maybe, you know, working at a place where he's like a door greeter.
Awesome.
Or something, you know, something where, you know.
Then have you done any sort of work in the past or any sort of volunteer experience?
I volunteered at the vision board.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I volunteered at the vision board.
Oh, okay. Doing what?
Boxes, and we were like doing the, I forget what's called, but like the reflective for construction, the reflective tape.
Oh, okay. Did you like that?
Yeah.
And he just actually got another volunteering job, but that's just like doing Zoom meetings with people in like elderly residents.
Okay.
To like try to like as like a socialization thing for both of them.
That's awesome.
That was last week that they called.
And those things can stay in place. Like just because you're with BBVS or OBR, doesn't mean a volunteer can't occur. It's just like with it can't be the outcome with us.
Sure. I'm just trying to give you an idea.
No. I just wanted to make sure.
No.
Some people are like, oh, so we can't volunteer, but you can do that. Yeah. Okay. You're from behavioral health?
Central behavioral health. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. And if you need to get around, what's your mode of transportation?
My mom doesn't have a car, so if friends take me out, I go out with friends, and we're also...
How do you get to your day program?
Bus.
You take public transportation?
No. Private. Good van.
Is that through CCT?
No. I'm at Sioux Loving Care.
What is Loving Care?
The transportation center?
Is that like through your, do you have like a waiver? Is that like you
through
your waiver?
Yeah.
Okay. Waiver services are very confusing to me, but if I don't know something, I kind of think it's through waiver services. Social Security order. Do you know what waiver you have?
Community health services.
Okay. And you have a sports coordinator?
Yes.
Do you know their name?
Tasha. I don't know the last name, I just...
That's okay. Do you know what company, like who your sports coordinator is through?
Community health. Choices. I don't know.
Like, does ARC sound familiar? Like ARC Alliance? Does Achieving More? Do Do any of those sound familiar?
No.
Okay. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, no, I was talking to Erin.
Oh.
You don't have a sports coordinator, do you? Because that's what Chrissy has.
I do. She has a mom.
Do you know who takes...
Oh, okay.
Not me, but Tasha.
Okay, so that's an arc. It's who's that through? Who's that? Where do we... That's, Keystone Community Health Choices.
Is the name of the waiver.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But who takes care of that? Like...
Well, I don't know. I mean, isn't that part of the supports coordination is one of their services, the Keystone Community Health, I think.
Okay, it might be. I just might not be aware.
Yeah.
I'm calling.
No, it's okay. When you speak to them, you can let them know that you're connected with EBBS, though.
Okay.
And you can provide them with that information, because sometimes there's meetings to go over your waiver once a year.
Okay.
Yeah,
and they ask that I typically attend. I don't really do much in it, but they ask that I'm there.
You just come, see the client, and leave.
Reason I said that was at first I was thinking that you didn't get one unless you had a intellectual disability, but that's ARC Alliance, who only does intellectual disability.
Autism, and be visually impaired or blind.
Oh, okay.
And
also,
Have you had vision services with BBVS before?
No.
And do you have any other medical conditions?
Just cerebral palsy. And blindness.
Okay, so mobility-wise, is walking difficult for you?
Yes.
Okay. And you, I see you use a cane. Do you also use a cane for your vision?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Not often. And when you do need to travel, like, are you using sighted guide?
Yes, sighted guide, yes.
And is that because you use another cane and it's difficult to use both? Like, what is the reason?
I just don't really like using that white cane unless I have to.
Okay, but you've been trained to use.
Yes.
You know how to use it.
Yes.
No problem. Okay.
Yes.
Self-care things. Are you able to take a shower yourself?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Go to the bathroom yourself? Dress yourself?
Yep.
Medicine yourself?
Yep.
Okay, great. Does bright light bother you at all?
No,
nothing. Great. Standing for a long period of time, sitting for long periods of time, any of that bother you?
Sitting sometimes if I have to get up, yeah, that bothers me too.
Any noises or vibrations bother you?
Nope.
Weakness in your legs or hands? Okay. Getting along with others? Is that typical?
No.
Okay. Are you able to identify money?
Yes.
Okay. Reading instructions. Does someone read aloud to you, or do you use technology, even devices?
Technology.
What do you use?
iPhone.
Nothing else?
Well, I use a computer too.
Okay. No CCTV, no Rubies, no handheld aids?
No.
Okay. Ever?
No.
And writing?
I can write in Braille.
You write in Braille. Okay.
So it.
And do you have a Brailler? Like, how are you doing that?
Yes,
not
really.
Okay. And then, this is regarding, like, your medical professionals. Do you have an eye doctor that you see?
I used to years ago.
You don't see someone regularly?
No.
Do you see any doctors regularly?
Just a physical, just a regular doctor.
Do you know the name of your doctor?
Stephen Callen.
Callen?
C-O-W-D-A, I think.
And do you know where they're located? I don't need the exact address.
Roslyn, I think.
Roslyn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've
lived in Montgomery County my whole life, and it's funny, you know, it's so big.
Yeah, it's right off of Susquehanna, not too far from Wolverine Grove, so.
Do you take any medication?
No.
Are you registered to vote?
No.
Okay, are you interested in being registered to vote? It's okay if you say
if I have transportation, yes.
Oh, when you want to go vote, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you like OVR to send you paperwork to register to vote?
They can, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Why not? If I can't vote, I can't vote, you know?
But, well, lately they didn't let any mail in your voting,
yeah,
so
yeah,
you might as well.
It's a whole new world.
Oh my god, no one ever says yes. That was exciting. Okay, what's your highest level of education?
12th grade.
You got your diploma?
Yes.
Great. What year did you get your diploma?
Maybe 2013, maybe 14. It's a long road.
I know. Any vocational or technical school?
No.
And where'd you go to high school?
Upper Milan High School.
But you also had services through
Overbrook. Yeah.
Did you go to Overbrook?
For the school of work programs. And I was going to Overbrook.
Oh, that's about it. Wait, so after high school?
Yes.
I thought it was during high school.
No, it was after.
No.
So what, during the school year you were there?
Yes.
Or in the summer?
During the school year.
All day?
Yeah, I stayed there overnight. It was like a dorm.
Ah, the dorms, okay. And no work, no paid work experience, right?
No.
Okay. You didn't have BBVS services in high school?
I think I did.
With Gail? Does that name sound familiar?
Yes.
And do you know what kind of medical insurance you received? Do you receive Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance?
Medicaid?
I think it's that on your Social Security letter.
Yeah, probably.
Do you receive food stamps or SNAP benefits? Do you know?
No.
Yeah, you can probably receive them.
I didn't know that you didn't have them. I would have worked on that one.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you're over 18 and you probably can apply for these things yourself. This customer. Do you know if mom claims you on her taxes? Like, are you still dependent?
She's the payee for his Social Security, so I don't know. I gotta ask her.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll just use his stuff.
Pay or pay,
whatever. I don't know. Are you interested in being signed up with paratransit and CCT? Is there a reason you don't take it?
I already have more signed up with them. I'm just waiting for a card.
Oh, right. You told me that at the beginning. Sorry.
Is there?
Any legal information I need to be aware of?
No.
Legal problems. Okay.
No.
Great. Very easy. Okay. So now we create your plan for employment. We talk about the services that will best benefit you. Well, you're with PGDS. So your goal is obviously to work. Supported employment, we talked about a little bit, I think, on the phone. I do think that would be beneficial. I talked with you guys about how there's a lack of, obviously, staff right now.
Yeah, everywhere is like that.
Yeah, it's so sad. Do you know about Discovery versus regular sport and employment?
No.
Okay. So Discovery basically carves out a job for you, and it's a little more extensive. And they'll support you in carving out a job at a specific employer,
okay,
as opposed to just assisting you with applying to jobs and taking you on the job. CIS, Community Integrated Services, is the only provider that we have right now that does Discovery. I think that might be something that would be helpful for you because you don't have any previous employment experience.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's necessarily bad,
mm-hmm,
it just might be more helpful in this scenario. So I'm thinking that might be a good option. They're also, those services are currently a little delayed because of the staffing shortages, which is okay because
mm-hmm
we're waiting for your ID anyways.
Yeah.
I think with the additional support, like with you not really using your cane and things like that, it might be more helpful too, but to have that additional support.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a waiver, which means that once BBVS's services are exhausted with the job coach, your waiver will pick up for long-term job coaching, which might be helpful for you too. I don't know if that's
definitely
something that you think
definitely
you would need.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for
him. Yeah, so I think that CIS is probably the best option. I mean, the other option is Delta Community Supports, but they only offer just regular supported employment. They have placed their services on hold. They have one job coach. And Jebs, who we've had no success with at all, they're not, I would say they're not capable of working with people who are visually impaired.
Okay.
So my recommendation is to go with CIS. I think it would be good. The other services we offer are a low vision evaluation. I don't think you need that. Here's my thing. When you go to a low vision doctor, you get to test out like aids and devices with OCR features, which means that it speaks back to you. So it might be beneficial for you to go see a low vision doctor. I don't know if you've ever entertained this idea. You don't have to tell me today if you need this service. But writing it in on your plan just means I don't have to come back here and get a signature from you another day.
He's told me in the past that, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, but he's told me his goal in pretty much everything is to become, you know, a little bit more independent.
Yeah, with
you
these.
Know, with everything, you know, from, you know, basic things.
Sure.
Like he can't take care of himself on a basic level.
Sure.
Like the little extra things. And
having those.
If you don't agree with me, Aaron, please tell me I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But we've talked about that. Trying to make him a little more independent. If those devices are going to help him be more independent, I think it would be worth it to try to learn it, you know what I mean? Or at least get a
solid
grasp on it, you know what I mean?
Do you use a computer at all?
Yes.
Okay. So we can do it. So there's two ways that you get recommendations for like aids and devices and equipment and hardware. And an assistive technology provider recommends certain things. And a low vision provider recommends certain things. Do you use JAWS?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you up to date with the most recent JAWS?
We got a computer for the blind not too long ago.
Okay.
So
you're having issues with your computer.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how up to date it is, but we just got it he got it in the last month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
okay.
Pretty recently.
So I think, would you be willing to get an access technology evaluation and see what else is out there that might benefit you?
Definitely.
Okay. So the way that right now they're just doing everything virtually,
mm-hmm,
so they'll call you and they'll either FaceTime you or just do it over the phone, and they'll evaluate you based on your computer. They'll look at the specs of your computer, what it can basically handle.
Okay.
They'll kind of review JAWS with you, and then they'll send me a report. Because you're on Social Security, all costs are exempt. We pay for everything. And so whatever those recommendations are that they make, like, I don't know what they're going to make. But, you know, we'll see what it is. The same thing goes for the low vision. But we can, if you want to do access technology first and then determine if you want to move forward with low vision, services, we can do it that way too. Whatever you want.
I think I'll do the MCC technology first.
Okay.
He does like the technology.
Yeah, it all happens to be technology, but it's going and doing, it's like a 4-hour low vision exam.
I don't think I need a low vision though.
So for you,
because
do you have two prosthetics?
No,
you just have. Okay, because.
Yes, no.
Yeah, recently I got. Did you ever have prosthetics?
Yes.
And no, you just know more because.
They were bothering my eyes.
They're bothering your eyes. Because the most recent thing I got in from you guys was that.
Hi. Sorry to rough things.
Oh, no problem. It said you had two prosthetics still.
Right.
Okay, so if in the case, I can reach out to them and see what the exam would look like, at least for someone with no prosthetics or anything. And maybe it would just be evaluating you and going in for a low vision follow-up, and that would be much quicker. But we can talk about that.
I've been seeing the eye doctor for 5 years, so might be helpful though.
But we can. I'm gonna put it on here, and okay. It's just on. It does not mean you have to go.
You never know what they're gonna offer either. You know, they might offer something that you think they don't even offer. You know what I mean? So
right. Yeah.
Anything that you can do to else.
Just the one I go to all the way down. And, like,
where did you used to go?
For the Learning Associates.
Oh, for your prosthetic. Cause yeah, they're still there.
Really?
Uh huh. I just got someone. Wow. From there, because there's only one place for prep. There's two in the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
One's in Pittsburgh, and one is here. And then you said you don't need orientation and mobility training.
I would like to have some. Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Are you gonna use your cane?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like using, but I use it.
And my other. The other service is vision rehab teaching, which helps you be safe and independent in the home. So like putting maybe dots on the microwave or on like your dishwasher, or maybe helping with a device that helps you like read your shirts that tells you what color it is. Would that be something you're interested in?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
I do know a concern that he's had with holding the glasses up. Sometimes when he's gotten services from places before, he feels like they move a little too fast, and he isn't able to.
Sure.
He feels like he's pushed.
Okay.
He doesn't mind being pushed, it's just he likes to do it at a pace that's comfortable for him.
Okay.
He's told me that several times.
Okay,
right?
And so if that's an issue, one, let the person know that's coming into your house, but two, always reach out to me and let me know if something's too fast-paced, and I will let... both James and Tara, who are the orientation and mobility instructor and the vision rehab teacher, know that you prefer to go at a slower pace. James is pretty good about that. I can't be as certain for like the OT evaluation how that'll go, but you can let them know when they call, because I've never been a part of one.
Do I know?
Go ahead.
Do I know any of them?
Have you ever worked with Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Chester?
Yes.
Okay, so Taylor typically covers Montgomery County. Taylor Gilligan?
I might know her.
You might. Or Kim Graham?
Yes.
Yeah, so one of them will do your evaluation.
Is that before I get my ID or after?
This is all after.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't do anything.
ID,
the
yeah.
only thing I can put in is this application of general information into your system. And then the supported employment services. So really, that's it. I always think it's good to do these other services and then the supported employment services so that you're best set up for success when you are looking for a job.
Right.
Okay. I need some signatures from you.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Now's the time to ask, bro.
His what?
Not when she leaves, right?
But his coil is there? That's what I have.
No, this is something different. This isn't the same thing that you have.
Yeah. I have a job to go with. I have a job.
I'll get you one.
Okay. This is for the plan.
Right there.
Yep.
And mine is gone.
There's a little box so you can't go crazy. That's about all you can do.
Okay. I'll just pass you all these down.
Okay. And then this one goes right here.
Wherever it says participant, yeah. Yep.
Nice syrup.
Thank you. You too.
That's my birthday coming up.
Oh, wow.
Next week.
Yeah.
Which day?
The 14th.
Oh, mine's the 21st.
Okay.
Are you seeing the Taurus? Me too.
I'm going to turn 30.
You're turning 30? Oh my goodness, that's a big birthday.
It's
a big one. What are you going to do?
I'm going out.
Wow.
Last one.
Oh, exciting.
Cheesecake factory.
Ah, that's very exciting.
Oh,
me too.
I tried to do it my birthday goal once ago. And it was like a 3-hour wait.
I was so busy. You got to go early.
Plus, they're a short stand.
Yeah.
Customer signature?
Yeah. Okay, so remind me of your name?
Phil, P-H-I-L-L-I-B.
And your last name?
Leopold, L-E-O-P-O-L name.
And your phone number?
I don't know. 610-209-0680. I got the pen right here. Thank you.
0680?
0680, yep.
Okay.
That's my direct cell phone for work.
And you are from Central?
Yep.
So you're probably the best person to contact if I'm...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually talk to them. Twice a week. Usually Tuesdays and Thursdays, like 3 o'clock to 4:30 usually. Sometimes it might be once a week, but usually it's...
I have off on Thursday.
Sweet.
You're coming Thursday?
I'll be here Thursday.
Okay.
I don't work on Thursday.
What do you do?
Monday to Friday.
No, what do you do for work?
Travel.
Oh, that's awesome.
She works at UPS.
Oh, you do?
Yep. And I have John.
Ooh, I don't know John.
My bus coordinator.
Any last questions?
Nope.
Okay. If you need me, you have my number?
What is it?
610-267.
Can you text me?
Yes, I'll do that right now.
Okay.
267-847. 6153. Okay, let me text you right now.
Too many phone numbers to try.
I know. And what's your number?
267.
Mm-hmm.
210.
Mm-hmm.
04.
31. Okay. I'm gonna write Barry Joseph BBBS, and I'm gonna send you my email just in case.
Okay.
Okay, and you contact me when you get that ID, and then, so I can get a picture of it.
Okay.
And you can just text me a picture or email it to me. And
okay.
Then I can set up services for you.
Alright,
you can
cool.
Start everything, okay?
Cool.
Alright, other than that, I will be leaving. Alright? And I'm glad we could get this done. Of course.
You'll be trying to find something pretty close now.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the mix-up before. Yeah.
It's
well, Adam and I were in touch in 2019, but obviously there was miscommunication there, too. I'm sorry about that.
That's
all right. All right, bye, guys.
Have a good day.
Yep, thank you for coming.
Stop this.
Stage on. Open cellular Wi-Fi. Cellular airplane mode. Off. Stop. Stop. Stop.